The former vice presidential nominee for the Democratic Party in 2000, Joe Lieberman, was in Florida for 2 days this week, stumping for Republican John McCain for president. In the second part of our interview conducted with the now independent Connecticut senator who appeared at a fundraiser in Tampa yesterday, WMNF challenged Lieberman on Iraq. We quoted a former State Department official named Suzanne Nossel, who now works for the think tank Security and Peace Initiative. She said Lieberman's initial and continuing support for the invasion of Iraq made him somewhat of a mainstream Democrat, but his problem is, quote, his unwillingness to acknowledge the severity of what's happened in Iraq and to demand accountability for it. Not surprisingly, Lieberman disagrees with that assessment.
I don't. I must say I don't know exactly what she's referring to. I mean, I appreciate the kind words, and I have felt all along that Iraq was important to our security, and like Senator McCain, that we had to... We wanted to bring our troops home, but we wanted to bring them home after the job was done, and thank God now the job is getting done. We've already brought 30,000 of the so-called surge troops home in the last 4 or 5 months. Incidentally, in terms of accountability, as early as October of 2003, I called for Secretary Rumsfeld to resign because our soldiers won a great victory, and then that victory was squandered in a lack of preparation to stabilize the country and turn it over to the Iraqis as quick as we should have. And I thought somebody had to be held accountable. I mean, with Senator McCain, I've sponsored legislation to prevent the kind of a outrageous and embarrassing tactics that were used at Abu Ghraib. And, you know, I also agree with him that Guantanamo ought to be closed. So I believe in accountability. Matter of fact, one of the remarkable changes that's occurred at the Defense Department and the change from Don Rumsfeld to Bob Gates is that we have in Gates a much more quiet man. But in fact, he has repeatedly been willing to hold people accountable, most recently in asking the Secretary of the Air Force and the Chief of Staff of the Air Force to resign because of things that had happened on their watch.
Sure. So, Senator, let me just ask you about this, and this is news from the last couple of days. We saw yesterday the Iraqi parliament. You know, you talked about the surge earlier, and certainly some Democrats say, yeah, the surge has brought down violence, but it was supposed to bring about political reconciliation. And that's still, I mean, you can say that some of those benchmarks have been met, but in fact, yesterday the parliament broke. There was supposed to have a vote October 1st, and now that's not going to happen perhaps until next year. So we're still not really, you know, coalescing that government. We also saw a report in the New York Times about the Iraqi government having a budget surplus of as much as $79 billion, according to the GAO. I mean, it seems like that even though violence is down, that's a huge thing, that a lot of things are still an insult to the American taxpayer that we're seeing going on over there in Iraq.
There's no question that the work is not finished, but it's dramatically better. I mean, look, any life we lose over there is a terrible tragedy, but you know, we only had six deaths last month, which is remarkably low compared to a year before. The Iraqi security forces are taking over. Prime Minister Maliki, who's a Shia Muslim, really shown himself to be a national leader by taking on the Shia extremists, particularly in the south of Iraq, and defeating them. Muqtada al-Sadr, the radical cleric, and as a result, he's got the Sunnis working with him. So there's been a lot of political reconciliation there, and the Iraqis have actually met 16 of the 18 benchmarks that Congress and the administration set down for them. But look, I'm disappointed about the failure to set the provincial elections for a certain date. And the really vexing part of this, as I understand what's going on over there, is that there's a specific dispute about one area, Kirkuk, which the Kurds are arguing with the Sunnis and Shias about how the election will be held because the Kurds want a referendum to bring Kirkuk into their jurisdiction. But that's got to be stopped, and they've got to set a date for the elections. On the fact that the Iraqi government has got a lot of money in the bank because the price of oil has gone up, I want to reassure people that in the budget that's adopted for next year, there's no money going to Iraqi reconstruction anymore. They're going to pay for all of that themselves, as they should, because they're ready to. They're also paying for more of their security forces. And look, as this goes down the road, I believe that they're going to pick up all the cost of security in Iraq because they'll be able to afford to. And frankly, they'll take on some responsibilities in the region as an ally of ours in the war on terrorism that we'd otherwise have to pay for. So has the war cost more than it should have? You bet it has. Should the Iraqis be picking up more costs? Yes, they should. Do I wish that the elections, the provincial elections, were held on a date certain this year? Of course I do. But so much good has happened. Al-Qaeda is basically defeated. Muqtada al-Sadr has taken down his militia, which used to terrify people, and is now getting involved in social services and regular democratic politics. And we've got a government there that is self-governing, self-defending, anti-terrorist, and pro-American.